Chapter 43. Wrinkle was festering with hatred for the ragged pair of mystics who had entered the rascalian camp. He gathered a dozen of his cronies about him and issued secret orders.
Let me know every move that pur makes, see. And the dumb one, keep an eye on him, especially once it gets dark.
Tammo managed to give Wrinkle's cronies the slip. He slid off at twilight, while the hillside camp was still teeming with rapscallions going about the business of cooking, fishing and foraging for supper. Rockjaw Grang was awaiting his arrival. He fed the young hare from the last of his supplies and passed on the information Tornach had vouchsafed to him. Getting back was more difficult. Tammo could see Wrinkle and his band searching for him as he peered over the hilltop. There was only one thing for it. Keeping bent double, Tammo shuffled into the camp, trying hard to look inconspicuous. He was doing fine until a heavy paw descended upon his shoulder. It belonged to the big, slow-witted rat, Lousewort.
Tell me a funny riddle like you told Captain Bluegatch.
His companion, Sneezewort, shook his head in disgust.
Oh, belt up, sea brain, that can't talk. That's the dumb un.
Lousewort was not convinced.
But he's magic like the other beast. Maybe he can put a spell on himself so that his voice comes back.
Lousewort's voice was so loud that he attracted the attention of Wrinkle and his gang. Immediately, they spotted Tammo and began making their way toward him. The young hare acted quickly. Moaning and uttering dreadful croaking sounds, he waved his paws wildly at Lousewort and Sneezewort. Unsure of what the ragged creature was about, the two rats backed off nervously. Wrinkle and his vermin tried to shove past them and seize Tammo, but he pushed Sneezewort and Lousewort into them and ran off. Extricating themselves from the tangle, Wrinkle and two others gave chase. Tammo threw himself into the shelter where Midge was waiting. He barely had time to gasp out the information when Wrinkle appeared, ducking his head under the canvas awning. The ferret drew an ugly-looking blade.
"'Tis time to settle up with you two ragbags."
Midge gave an evil cackle and raised his paws dramatically.
"Beware of my magical powers, fool. Raise that blade at me and I'll turn you into a toad right where you stand."
Sneering, Wrinkle began raising his blade. Midge also raised his paws higher, threatening his adversary.
"Don't say I didn't warn you. Snake blood and lightning come strike this abode and turn yonder ferret into a fat turd."
"What's going on here?"